Hello, everybody. Welcome to Awakening Highest Potential. Thanks for tuning back in. It is, let's check it out, Tuesday, August 6th, 12:30 p.m. here in Atlanta, Georgia. So I had to step away because my last recording, I was in the streets, reunited with Ms. D for a brief moment, got connected with her in order to teach her how to fish so she could eat for life and not give her a fish so she can only eat for a day, right? And so in practicing my Buddhahood, which is revealing the innate Buddha nature within us all, right? This capacity of self-awareness, enlightenment, and adding value in every situation, right? So when we add value, we have a sense of self-worth, a sense of value. And so in order to awaken others to their highest potentials, I'm on this quest, really awakening myself, healing myself, defining who I am, right? And not allowing society to influence me and what I think and believe and perceive, right? But knowing that at a soul level, we are all divine, spiritual, multidimensional beings, reincarnated and come back each time, lifetime after lifetime, in order to help other people awaken or to teach or to learn life lessons, right? But we come back in order to create change and to help other people, because we don't have to come back if we don't want to. We learn our life lessons. We clear out our karmic, karmic debt, and then we could just be free if we wanted to, or come back. But some of us choose to come back. You know, there are old souls around us, you know, and we have to know who we are. And we have to remember how divine and limitless and boundless and vast we are, right? So what is within is without. So what we perceive to be true, our reality, possibilities, is within. Right? So if we can't see it, sense it, feel it, think it, believe it, conceive it, we cannot see it outside of ourselves. So the universe, because we are so vast, right? We're so divine and limitless and boundless. The universe, the cosmos is within us, right? But in order to know that, we have to go within and not be influenced by the world that we got brought into. Okay, we were born and reincarnated into the system in order to change the system from within to without. So it's just the same process as doing it with ourselves. Now that we awaken to this, we have to start within, and we have to let go and relinquish and forget and retrain our brain to serve our purpose, our soul purpose, right? Because we each were born and brought here on earth with special gifts. But when we reincarnate into the society where, you know, everybody has agendas, right? Or it's about money, or it's about whatever intentions or agendas other people have. So if we don't awaken to our higher selves, we are then born into this system of suppression and limited ways of being and fear and all these lower ways of being that are lesser than ourselves. So then therefore, you know, when we see things that are bold and different, we try to do the very thing to them that we have allowed to be done to us within the system, right? Which is be suppressed or belittled or broken down or imprisoned or boxed or limited. But really, when we see other bold spirits that are awakened to their higher true selves, it's really meant to create friction or resistance at first when we're kind of shocked by it or not sure of what to do or think or believe. It's just a way for us to really see that, you know, to be inspired. Because at each soul level, we are divine spiritual beings, right? Choosing to come back in order to create change and to help others awaken to their higher selves. But even though our spirits are eternal, we come back and we get fresh new minds and these temporary human bodies, right? For these temporary experiences. So when we awaken to this, we really have to get a move on it, right? Because then there are all these distractions, right? These challenges, these trials and tribulations, because life is already hard. But when you're really trying to go against the grain, you're trying to go against the world, you're trying to go against the system that's not working. And, you know, there are other people doing it too, but not necessarily the people that you're around, your friends and your family, right? And so going through your your awakening and your realizations and your times of reflections and contemplations and then coming out and trying to teach the world what you have awakened to and are starting to learn and starting to realize, and you try to teach other people that which we do not resonate with, we cannot comprehend. So if you're trying to tell someone something and they don't want to hear it, or it doesn't catch their interest, or they don't understand it, they're not resonating at that. That means they are not ready to hear it, because we cannot understand, grasp, resonate, even fathom that which we aren't open to understand. We have to be open. And a lot of people are not open-minded. Right? Because when we're only thinking with our limited logical minds, we can't really fathom miracles. You cannot see miracles if you do not believe in miracles. You cannot conceive that which you don't believe. You have to believe in it. And that's where faith and hope and belief come from. Because if you don't believe in it, if you don't have a wild imagination, a vast imagination, you cannot comprehend the phenomena of the universe. Our planet that we live on Earth is big, right? But it pales in comparison to some other sized planets that are out there. It pales in comparison to our galaxy. It pales in comparison to our Milky Way, to our, you know, our universe and the solar system that we're in is so tiny and minuscule compared to what is out in the universe, in the galaxy. It's so infinite, right? And we are a part of that. And that is within us. So what we conceive to be, we can perceive to be. So that is what faith is, and that which is without side of our body in a realm, in a spiritual realm, in other multi dimensions that exist at all times around us, within us, that we cannot see with our physical eyes here in the physical realm. In order to see that and sense it, right, with our sensory that our eyes can't see, but our spirit and our energy and our other senses of self can sense, we have to be in tune with that. So we have to start trusting ourselves. We have to break away from society and really start taking some alone time to reflect and go within to connect with our true higher self. That is going to be the God within. That is going to be the source creator within us all, because we are all connected. We are one. That is Christ consciousness, unity consciousness, being of one, law of oneness. Because to come from something so divine, we are just a part of the whole as an individual, uniquely different individually, right? Yet even more wonderful and strong collectively for the whole. Right? The body of the Godhead, right? The source creator. But we are a part of that divine energy, right? And so we can do what creator can, because we came from creator. Think about coming from your parents, right? Your parents are divine. You come from them. They want you to be better than what they are. So they model and exhibit the behaviors that they would like you to pick up. And so you pick up those ways of being, and they want you to be better than them. So of course you have to be challenged. So as parents and mentors and teachers guiding their legacy, their youth preceding them, we have to challenge them to be better than what we are, right? so they can take what we instill with them and produce even much more abundance for those that follow them, right? But it's all in what we believe. So it's all about being open. So if we're not open, then we're limiting ourselves. And if you're limiting yourselves, you're not thinking in a vast, limitless, infinite, divine way of being. So our bodies create DMT, right? And or energy, we're all energy. Everything is made up of energy, right? So negative energy starts to revert. So when you're around negative energy, your energy field decreases when negative energy gets around you. So then there's only maybe like a foot of energy field, right? Of your field in front of you when it's negative energy, when you're being influenced by negative energy. Now, positive energy, right? Energy that's at a higher vibration is going to exude outwardly, right? Because it's the energy of creation, it's the energy of light, it's the energy of source, so it's more abundant. And that extends outwardly even further. So negative energy is more encasing, right? It's more darkening, it seems like it's shortage, it's cutting off, it's tightening. And light energy exudes outwardly, so it's an aura that exudes out. And depending upon how strong the light energy is and what you're feeding, it's going to go out even further, a foot, 2 feet, 8 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet, you know? It's going to exude even more energy out. So it's what we're in tune with. So the more that we start having of pure intentions, right, for the whole, or pure thoughts, positive thoughts of ourselves, what we're creating to a molecular level, because everything is energy. We're not solid beings. We're vast. So we can travel through any moment and any time because we're not solid. We're not solid. We're vibrating molecules at a particular frequency, right? At a particular rate. And this is our frequency. In order to obtain that which you desire on a fifth dimensional way of being, because we're three dimensional, right? So in order to be on that fifth dimensional way of thinking, being, doing, being, we have to think that it is possible, that we are not solid, that we can flow and quantum leap through time in order to achieve that which we desire, right? And control it and not just be like, oh, I was just thinking of so-and-so. And then all of a sudden they call and you're like, okay, synchronicity here and there. But the more you're in a spiritual alignment with your higher self, you're going to be living and being and doing things in the fifth dimensional at your own, when you choose, not just, you know, not in your control. So that's why it's good to work on yourself more than a job, because when we reincarnate into the system, we're being conformed, right? And it's like, I've been thinking about getting back in school lately, and it's like, why am I going to go back to school when I realize everybody that's going to school is being taught to conform? So it's like, oh yeah, my accomplishments. I've gone to Yale and Stanford and I'm this esteemed doctor with my master's. And it's like, yay, yay, yay. And then all these other people that don't go to school, they're like, oh, you're beneath me. You don't have your degree, or you got your degree here. Oh, it's frowned upon. Oh, you have no respect. We have no respect for your degree because of where you got it from, you know? And it's like, why has it become a competition to have a degree? When really another perspective to think about that is now being spiritually awakened is those people are chained in debt because they went to school. Some people aren't even using their degrees in the industry or field that they went and got all the debt in, you know? And it's just like all they were doing was conforming to the system. And so really the people that didn't go to school, it's not necessarily bad because you're not conforming to the system. You know that there is another way, because if you go to school or you happen to catch one of these other, I don't know what kind of universities or degree programs that they have that are really, really pricey and they're like predatorial and it's all about making the money and then you'll end up getting in debt. Right? Because it's like $50,000 for a degree, right? And it's like, wow, that's not even how much they would pay at a university. But if people don't know any better and they're not researching and they're just like, oh, that's what, you know, what I can get, that's what I'll do because they called me and that's the first one I'll take, then, you know, you might get ripped off. That might be a scam because there are a lot of scams. There are a lot of trickeries and lies and deceptions and bad sales and bad products being sold and, you know, people labeling lotions that are drying you out worse than the Sahara Desert, but the label clearly states hydrating. You know, how many of us have used a lotion where you're like, oh yeah, my skin is so dry, and then you put it on and you're like, whoo, man, this is not hydrating me at all. You know, or you eat something and it says organic and then you find out it's not organic, you know, or you're eating a brownie and it says it's not, you know, it says it's chocolate, but you find out it's actually poo, you know? That's like how society is right now. People will do anything to make a sale, to make a dollar, to make a profit. You know, they're selling their soul. They're lying. They're being deceitful. They're, you know, and it's making our land impure, right? Full of fundamental darkness because people are feeding these delusions and these ways of being that are serving only themselves. And so some of us know this at a soul level. That is why we are coming back and we chose to be reborn during this time of change, of energies coming into the earth from help from other dimensions because it's a time to create change. It is time. Now is the time. So a lot of you guys that are out there that are slowly awakening, that you know that you have a higher purpose than to be born, to experience something so divine in the process of being born, right? Just to pay bills and be ruled by someone else, right? Because life is so divine and there's nothing better than being free. So everything that you see within the system, such as fear or greed or self-serving or depreciation or land, you know, impurities of the land, impurity of the ethics and morals and values of the people, things that aren't serving the whole community, right? Like these are things that are meant to change. So don't come back this lifetime and see these things and be like, oh, well, there's nothing I can do or F it, I don't care. You know, that's the exact opposite of what we need to happen. We need you to wake up. We need you to realize it's still happening. And we need you to awaken to your highest self. What is your value? What is your gift? What are you naturally good at? These things need to be refined. You have to work on yourselves more than a job so that you know what gift you have within, but you have to go within. And that's clearly what I've been doing. And a lot of people, I've been getting a lot of friction, you know, and questions and doubts, which have only been validating my purpose even more, right? When people are like, well, if everybody's saying it, that you need to be quiet, then clearly it's you. No, clearly it's not. Clearly I'm on the right path then, because if I'm standing out from everyone else, and everyone else is telling me I need to be this way, yet nothing is working for everybody else, you're telling me how to fit in into society. But I'm not here to fit in. I'm here to create change. And you won't create change if you're doing the exact same thing as everybody else. You can't blaze a new trail and somebody's telling you, oh, well, you're not living in life right because you don't have a house, you don't have a car, you don't have a job. A job is just over broke to work for someone else with no higher meaning just to make some money in order to go and buy some alcohol, pay some bills, and do some laundry on the weekend. You know, my life is much more than that. And I know it is. I've known it has been. And so I'd rather go without bills and struggles and worries and find my own way and side gigs, side ways to make currency or resources and stuff like that to survive and live while I figure out my journey, my quest, my truths, you know, as I learn my experiences and go through my challenges and experiences in order to refine my inner self, my higher true self, because I trust the process. I trust myself. I trust my higher self. I trust universe. I trust source. I trust creator. I trust all. I believe in all. And so therefore, in order to achieve that, you have to believe it. And I believe it. And so therefore, it's done. It's done. And all I have to do is trust my higher self and be open to receive that which I've put out there and perceived, right? And so now the only thing left to do is just to take action. And that's what I'm doing now, right? That's what I've been doing in the motions of finding myself and finding my purpose and living my experiences and everything that I live within my experiences that touches me, that affects me, that impacts me, that makes me feel a particular way that I feel like I need to stand up for or change within the system. Those are the inclinations that lead me to what I need to do for my purpose here as, you know, as my passion for serving the people. Because we are here to serve the whole, right? If you come here and you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to just fend for myself. It's all about me, 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 me. That's not self-preservation. Because at the end of the day, what you put out, you're going to get back. So if you're just out for yourself, can't be mad when you're broke, alone, and lacking and by yourself. Because you cannot expect anything in return when you're not sowing anything. You reap what you sow. So if you're not sowing anything, you're not planting any seeds, you're not giving anything back, you're not watering any seeds, you're not nurturing anything, you're just being greedy, then you know what I mean? You're going to be in a very parasitic, kind of like leeching, kind of dying way of living, being, and thinking. And so this is just to awaken everybody to their highest potential so that they're always thinking limitlessly and always thinking outside of the box. I challenge everyone to think outside of the box. The next time you see someone thinking outside of the box that you don't quite understand, that you don't quite get, and it kind of like makes you want to talk about them, that's your lower self because you're not used to that person. But at a soul level, your spirit saw that because that's how we are supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be awakening to that. So it would behoove you, it would benefit you to actually connect with that person. You know, you have to let go of friends or people that aren't feeding your higher self sometimes, you know, because it's draining and it requires more time and effort and energy to explain things to people as you're awakening and learning it yourself. So sometimes you need to cut off the world sometimes, right? And just learn for yourself and learn to be who it is you want to be, right? Because in one single moment, past, present, future exist at one single moment simultaneously, right? So how we are in that one instance affects our past, present, and future. And it all, that's how divine, multidimensional, vast we are, right? Because we limited ourselves in the old systems, right? By making time and life linear, by putting time to things, because time, there is no time. We created time to measure things, to label things. So we can just get that out of the way because we created a linear way of thinking and being. We limited ourselves. So everything that limits us, we have to release and relinquish and reprogram a higher way of thinking and being, right? Challenge yourselves every day. If someone is questioning you, trying to label you, that's not your reality unless you make it your reality. No one else can define you, especially if they can't even define themselves. So you mean to tell me you know who I am when you just follow the masses, right? You're professional at following what other people do. So therefore, you couldn't possibly know how or what to say to advise me because I'm creating my own path, right? Where there is no, you know, street. It's just dirt road, you know, it's just a dirt path. It's the earth. You know, when you blaze your own trail, nobody's gone there yet. So there's no way anyone else can advise you or tell you what to do. Maybe at a spiritual level, if you want to talk to someone spiritual, you know, to give you some support, because a spiritual person is going to support you on your journey of, you know, pioneering and trailblazing. They're not going to tell you what they think you should do and how you need to do this like the rest of us. No, they're going to encourage your liberation. They're going to encourage your higher self to come out, right? Because that higher self within us, that voice that we sometimes hear, that we sometimes sense around us, that's our higher self. That's our spirit guides growing, right? Us becoming more in tune with that when we feed it, when we refine it, when that's something we focus upon growing stronger. Otherwise, it's just going to be a slight thing that we connect with every once in a while. But it just depends, because is our heart source, right, which is a big vortex of energy that creates and helps manifest and is eternal and very strong, is it aligned with our pineal gland, which is our mind, right, our new mind this lifetime that we have to put in alignment with our heart, our soul purpose, right? We have to align our mind with our heart. And so in order to do that, you have to make sure your pineal gland is open. And it's not calcified, because back in the day, a lot of parents will tell you, you know, a lot of older people, they will tell you back in the day, the schools and whoever else would give them fluoride capsules or whatever and tell them to drink that because it was good for their teeth, blah, blah, blah. Well, what they didn't tell you is fluoride is really bad for your pineal gland, right? It calcifies it. It makes it smaller. Right? Because that's what society does. That's what's been going on. Everything that makes us vast and our full potential, society has programmed all these things to minimize us, to control us, to keep us in fear, to keep us in bondage, to keep us caged and confined and under control, right? But we have to awaken to that. Are we being led? Are we being taught? That's why some people are pulling away from religion, because religion is being made to control people, to lead them, right? True religion, the definition, is to unite that which is separated. And how do you unite things? You find commonality, right? You don't point out the differences in ways that make people feel disconnected and insignificant or below you. You bring things that complement them, that build them up and empower them, right? And make them better and equal, because we're all equal. At the end of the day, we're like a piece of the puzzle. You can't connect this one piece to this one side of the puzzle if it's not level, if it's not even. We're all equal at the end of the day. It's just our paths and our divine time to get there, because man says we have to do this at this time. Well, you need to do this. This will change your life. Well, my life is not on your time. My life is not to be defined by you. So when I get there, I'm going to get there. Not when you say I should get there, or this person says I should get there, or even when I say I should get there. It's in my own divine time with Source Creator for the whole, right? So I had to step away from Miss D and get out of that situation, because it was really the negative energy and way of being, the limited way of being, living in fear, repression, and seclusion, and limited and lacking and negative lower ways. It really impedes on your limitlessness. So if you go back, I haven't published it yet, but when it publishes, the episode before this one, episode 15, I forgot the title, but it's episode 15, and you can clearly tell how stressed out I sound, how worn out and drained and choppy and scattered I sound. You can tell how angry I was. You can feel the energy. You can feel her energy upon me, and it was just something that I had to let go, right? Because as healers, when we find out what our purpose is, which mine is to add value and be a healer and teacher, like, you have to realize that you can't fix people. You can try to help heal them, try to add value, try to teach them how to fish so they can feed themselves, you know, instead of giving them a fish and they only eat for a day and you enable them, right? But if they're not ready to learn, if they're not ready to take action, then what you're doing is just exerting energy into someone that's still just going to keep taking from you as long as you allow it. But you have to remember your value. You're there to teach and to help and to guide and to love them, but you have to love yourself too. And if they're not going to love you and you're going to continue to give and be drained and subject yourself to negative ways of being and disrespect, then you're not loving yourself either. You're loving them more than you, and you're putting them on a pedestal when they are not doing with your energy and resources and love what you would do with it or another person would, you know? So you have to be aware. We have to try to be more aware because we are all connected, right? Everything on this earth is made of energy. Everything on this earth, from trees, plants, insects, people, everything has DMT in it naturally. You know, and they believe that's the way that we all stay connected. That's the way, you know, that because it's considered the spirit molecule. So they believe it's in all of us to communicate with one another. And I truly believe that because when your intentions are to serve the whole and you're connected with everything, the law of harmony, right? And you're harmonized with everything around you. You're not serving yourself. So therefore, you're not being greedy. You're not being selfish. You're not being self-serving, right? But you're serving the whole and your energy is being put out there. So even when people aren't aware of the energy they're putting out there, the universe still is. So just because that individual isn't, doesn't mean the universe isn't, because it is. It's ever working. It's just what we're aware of. And that's what creates our reality. So if your reality is limited, if your perceptions are limited and narrow, then your reality is going to be that. So it's good. I'm seeing that it's really good to focus on the meaning, the value, your purpose, your gift. So you know that's what you need to work on, right? Not a job, not, you know, a career that society says, but something fulfilling for you. What gives your life purpose? What gives your life meaning? It's that gift within you, that Creator instilled within each of us that we need to find out, because if we don't find out what that gift is, then we're not fulfilling our purpose. And if we don't add value into the world, we feel like we're not worth anything, right? We feel like we're nothing. And that's why a lot of people are so depressed, right? Because they have no purpose. So in order to find your purpose, which is your value, which your gift is your value, you have to go within. So go within and stop seeking the externals without, you know, outside of yourselves, right? All those times we're sitting there looking at other people, what they have, why are you looking at anything at what people have? You shouldn't be talking about what materials another person has anyway. Why are you looking at it? So you can take it, so you can steal it, you know? I hear a lot of that. Shouldn't be talking about how much anybody makes, what they have in their home. Like, they're, no, none of that. Should be focused on yourself, your passion, and your purpose. You're serving the whole. How are you going to serve the whole? How are you going to serve other people in order to fulfill a need that the world is requiring right now of you? That's the main focus, you know? And that's why we end up coping with drugs, because we're like, knowing there's more to life than paying bills and dying, you know? There's more to life. It's freeing. You have to free yourself. But you don't know until you start teaching yourselves. And religion kind of tells you what to do, you know? They translate it and tell you what it is. So if you don't ask questions, if you don't seek the truths yourself, you're led, right? And spirituality teaches you to learn to trust yourself. These are the things, go within so you can trust your higher self and what is necessary and appropriate for you on your journey for finding your gift and refining that gift. That is limitless. That is empowering. You know, that is breaking free. That is awakening to your highest potentials, right? So that we can really, truly focus on creating the realities that we desire. But first, we've got to stop scattering and blocking and you know, clogging up our energy flow. You know, that's why I chant, because a lot of people during meditation, we do the breathing. Breathing helps so much to relax us, right? And to center our thoughts and center our core. But chanting actually sends our vibrations outside of ourselves into the universe, right? Because everything has DMT. So when you're doing that, you're sending your breath, you're sending your voice, you're sending your frequency out into the universe, and you're harmonizing with it. So what's meant for you will come to you. And then as you go through your life experiences of what you need to learn, where you need to be with exactly who you need to be there with, because that's just how divine it is, when you put your energy out there, it'll come to you. It'll come to you, and you just trust yourself, and you trust the universe, and you trust the process. But you have to believe, you have to be open, because you cannot achieve what you don't believe. You can't believe in what you can't perceive. If you don't even think it could happen, then it's not going to happen. You know, when we're like, oh, well, I want this job, but I don't want to be around these people, but I don't want to do that, but that's never going to happen. Well, it's never going to happen if you say it's never going to happen. But you could have another person that works at the same job as you saying the opposite of what you're saying. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to will it to happen. I'm going to go and manifest it. I'm going to work on myself, and I'm going to attract a company that has higher values, higher work ethics, higher codes of honor and integrity. And it'll be, but you have to see it first. You have to think it. You have to speak it. You have to believe it. And then it will happen. Right? Because, I mean, that's the point of building your core and building and refining your higher self. Because what you think is what you create. You know, if you have a limited way of thinking that this can't happen, that can't happen, this will never do, that'll never do, I'm never good enough, this is never good enough, I want more, then it's always going to be that. You're always going to be chasing the next thing. Remember, we are divine spiritual beings reincarnated into this limited way of thinking and being. So anything that makes you feel restricted, limited, caged, you know, and not free, that's what is causing you friction. That's what you need to resist. You need to resist falling into those traps and freeing yourself. So any friend that you see freeing themselves, you need to hang out with them more so you can learn to free yourself more in other ways that you need for your purpose, right? Not hanging around other people that make you feel caged and are feeding that lower way in society that they're not awake or aware of yet. We have to surround ourselves around other people that are going to challenge us, that are doing things that we don't understand, that is really where we need to be thinking, where we need to be encouraged and supported, right? And around to feed that in us more, encourage that in us more, awaken that in us more, right? But anyways, so now you'll be able to see. So this is me in my own element, doing me in my alone time, in my seclusion, right? Awakening my highest self, becoming more in tuned, releasing DMT. When I say to release DMT because of my pure thoughts, as I do the law of purification, as I purify myself whenever possible, you know, and detach from my attachments in the material world and have good thoughts and good deeds and good work and good actions and, you know, and it shows, it exudes. What is within exudes outwardly. Right? So if I know, believe, see, feel the universe within me, then it's going to be that outside of me. Just like I know that there's peace and harmony within me, so there's going to be peace and harmony around me. Right? So we cannot make changes around us in the world until we go within. Just like we reincarnated and were reborn into this twisted, dark, demented system in order to create change. So we have to start from within to exude outwardly. And that's exactly what we're doing. So remember, you have to walk the walk, talk what you walk what you talk, and lead by example. Because half the time, people don't listen to you. They watch your model. So stay positive, stay high, focus on what you're thinking about, set intentions to feed your higher self, your spiritual self, and follow that. Trust your gut, trust your intuition into you, intuition, okay? Turn that on, feed that higher self, and trust it. And when other people don't understand and have questions, don't let them get into your head and instill that fear. Them questioning you or trying to tell you what you need to do is an opportunity for you to speak your truths, for you to share your whys, for you to tell them about your spiritual journey here, why you're doing what you do. Trust me, that's all I've done. Like when I would be challenged, at first it would be hard. It would get me down. I wouldn't cope with it properly. I'd be beat down. I'd be depressed. But now I've realized I was being questioned. Those were challenges that were meant to happen to teach them. As I reached my awakening and my testimony and my revelations and my way to express and explain, those were giving me opportunities to share my realizations with them, right? To give me practice on expressing who I am, why I'm doing what I'm doing, right? So embrace who we truly are and realize reality is not really real. It's an illusion. It's what we create it to be. What's real is what's within. Because there are a lot of different realities around us, you guys. There are a lot of realities with a lot of delusion and fundamental darkness. So that's why I chant, right? Because chanting also, like I said, harmonizing you with the universe, but also clearing the stagnant energy that's not flowing anymore because of stress or negativity or being around lower ways, lower frequency, lower energies, right? Too long. So a way to clear it out, not just meditating, but chanting. So you can clear it, right? As you're using your voice to resonate and clear out the negative energy and get those vortexes of energy flowing correctly, right? So that source energy can flow through you abundantly and effortlessly, you know, to keep you aligned and functioning at your optimal rate. So as you awaken, I hope you guys will continue to resonate and feed your higher selves. And staying aware and awake is a process. It's a practice, right? So it's something that you have to do every day sometimes. So be sure to do that, okay? So tune in till next time. This is episode 16 of Awakening Highest Potentials. And hang around people that are doing what you want to do. Hang around people that are going to feed your spirituality. Hang around people that are going to empower you. Hang around people that are going to challenge you. Because if they're not challenging you, they're not your friends. If they're just saying yes and agreeing with you, you know, and it's not adding value and they really don't agree with you, they're not your real friends. Real friends aren't going to just tell you what they want, what they think you want to hear. They're going to tell you what's going to feed your higher self. You know, with no hidden agendas, no ulterior motives. They're not around just because they're going to get something out of it. They're wanting you to truly see you succeed, right? Because that's what a true friend does. If you're not winning, I'm not winning. You know, not those friends that say they're your friends, but they're only coming around when they need something or they see you hurt yourself or you did something that really like costed you extra resources or burdened you a little bit more, you know, and then they laugh at your misfortunes. That's not a friend. Pay attention to the signs. Don't ignore them and get yourself away from those dangerous people, those energy drainers, those unappreciative people. Give them to creator and source, right? You've done what you can do. Now it's time for you to move on and go spread that love and energy to other people that are going to appreciate it, that are going to do something with it and give back with it because they appreciate it. And they're going to love you for it. So remember, love yourselves, awaken to your highest self, and feed your higher self. And trust yourself. Because what you're doing is not going to be in the norm. So don't listen to what other people have to say. Trust yourself. Now is the time for you to wake up and really start speaking your truths and standing for something. Your morals, your values. Now is the time, you guys. Now is the time. All right. So that is it. Till next time. Peace and love.